Good morning and welcome to the highlight. Reel.
Good morning and welcome to the highlight reel. My name is David Rostosky. Super excited to be here and just to give a little bit of an update on what's been happening. If it's your first time here, this is going to be kind of a weird podcast to jump into. If you are returning, welcome back. If it is your first time here, I actually recommend going back and kind of scrolling through some of the channel messages that we've had and really starting to unpack some of that, because I'm kind of going to dive into a bit of an update on what's happening that would make more sense to someone who's been around the work for a little bit. But if you're feeling called to be here, then do your thing and welcome to the highlight reel. Thanks for showing up. Thanks for being here. Thanks for supporting this work in the world and for exploring the nature of reality, for exploring the second paradigm. As you know, or may not know if you're just coming here, I recently channeled a text, recently meaning like the past year, channeled a text called The Ascension Manual for Planet Earth. And it is getting nearer and nearer to the point where this book is not only just pre-released on Patreon and out in digital form and in the audiobook, but to where the hardcover version is going to be coming out. So I have a proof being sent to my house soon, and I'm going through the launch sequence of looking at what it would be like to launch this book tentatively right now, not a hard date, by the first. It's a fairly quick turnaround, but I've launched a book before. I know it can be very, very quick to turn it around and to promote it and to do all the things. So that's kind of what I'm sitting with and being with right now. It feels really, really good to have it on 11-1. 11-11 is exciting because the numbers, you know, but right now 11-1 feels really good, if anything, to kind of propel me into action and to really have a date in mind to be able to land some of the big tasks around actually launching this thing. But with this book launch, and really with this recent move to Seattle, where Miriam and I are landed here, right? We've been talking about this the past few weeks. I'm beginning to notice a big energy shift, big, big, big energy shift in my own life, in Miriam's life, as we, one, get more and more grounded here, but two, as we continue to say yes relentlessly to these energetics and to these versions of ourselves that really we came here for. We came to Seattle through very much so an intuitive move. We came here to be in the energy of what we felt just propelling us. It's like we felt that our future selves lived in Seattle, so we moved to Seattle, and like we felt that our mastermind wanted to birth in Seattle, so we moved to Seattle. And all of these things wanting to come together. And now we're looking at the possibility of having a physical location of something that's totally top secret at the moment. Maybe it's not with Miriam. I don't know. You always get a little bit more juice with Miriam than you do with me. But the grids of what's here, the field of what's here, this, I want to say idea, but it's more than just an idea, right? Of who we are here in Seattle, running this mastermind, me launching this book, being an author, and having this work expand to what I've always known it was going to be, right, from the very beginning. And in a way, what I've always been kind of afraid of, but known is inevitable. To step into this is something that Miriam and I have been relentlessly saying yes to in every way. And in that, our kind of income requirements for us to live the life that we're living are rising. And our kind of baseline of what we will accept from life is rising. And our quality of life is rising. And it's in this that I think some of just the core fundamental pieces of creation and life are really beginning to become more and more obvious to me. And I think it's through this move that most of the ideas of what's landing now for the second book, which I haven't really talked too much about, if at all, are really beginning to now come through. And through kind of my own experience, Brugiel has been articulating to me and kind of through me these ideas around personal creation and manifestation and even the beginnings of existence itself, and essentially from the largest scales of reality, from creation itself, from the very first moments, into how we create our life every single day and out into timelines where we are global leaders in some way, shape, or form of this massive awakening and massive ascension, right? I think this is something that so many of us are feeling in our lives, that we are here to do something big. We are here to do something big, not just in the sense of money, not just in the sense of legacy or being remembered. It's not for these egoic reasons. It's just this overwhelming and confronting sense of there's something here that I'm meant to do that is substantial on the global scale in a profoundly spiritual way. And as all of this information comes through, right, I feel it working through me, things are starting to update. So I'm noticing that the energy around this podcast and behind this podcast is beginning to close up. There have been some weeks, if you look back the past few weeks, or have been kind of following the past few weeks, you'll notice that there's some days where things are slightly off, right? We missed a week. There was some like technical difficulties and something didn't post, and then we ended up posting on a Thursday, and all of these things were kind of starting to get clunky the past few weeks, and that is kind of continuing to coalesce into what I'm feeling is a completion of this podcast, at least for now. There may be a total new rebirth of a podcast in the future, but what I'm feeling in this moment is that this podcast is going to begin transitioning out, and that really in its place comes me as the author, me on other people's podcasts and on other platforms getting this message out and spending time on creating content that's kind of like supplementary materials and being able to channel and have it all be under this Indivinous umbrella, have it all be really products and programs and all of the things that have wanted to come through for a while now. Essentially, lots of the energy is pulling back from what has been this very open, very much so free environment. And I think that's something that I will forever take pride in and that I will forever look back on with a level of, yeah, just like gratitude that I had the chance to take about a year, even more, to really hone my gifts and to give as freely as possible, to essentially give the book out for $1 on Patreon and to do the audiobook for $7 and to have very, very, very low barrier to entries and to give away as much as possible and to have very, very low barrier to entries to this work across the board. And to be able to do lots of, I mean, free and gifted sessions, as well as, you know, to be able to do the more high ticket, like foundational activation, like we're really, really going in. And I've had hints of that, but so much of this work has been at low ticket items. And what I feel more than ever is that it's time where everything's coming together, everything's clicking in, and it's time for me to really be who I'm here to be. And it's time for me to really birth what I came here to birth. And that includes pulling back my energy from lots of these things that have been just very open, almost structureless, where I'm just channeling on this podcast and just pumping out new ideas and technologies and understandings for free on this platform. And pulling that back to be able to really be with the messages, to be able to go through more of a internal integration through editing, through packaging, through writing copy, through really being with these ideas and understandings, and then putting out very similar to how, I mean, I see even lots of other channels doing things, right? There's like trailers and there's shortened clips and like summary videos almost on YouTube, and to still be able to put things out for free, but then to have the full transmissions landed in a container that's maybe, you know, $33 or $55 for a full-blown transmission. And I'm feeling all of these structures really begin to land, and I'm feeling what it looks like to essentially run a business around this. And it's always been that. And I've gone through many iterations of business, and I think something that I've also really prided myself in is to be really open and authentic and transparent about the totality of this business arc, because it started out very open, right? And then slowly started to distill. It went through a big galactic phase, and I built the Galactic Alliance that was like $97 a month, and that totally shifted and transitioned into Indivinus and this larger brand with a message that was so much more clearly articulated, at least internally, for what I was doing, and really encapsulated what was actually here and what the messages were actually about. And that distillation just continued and continued and continued, and it's all coalescing now. It's all coming together that what is here and has always been here is I'm a channel, and the most substantial works that I can possibly be focusing on are the books that are coming through. The first book, The Ascension Manual for Planet Earth, the second book, which is called Creation, tentatively, and the subtitle is dense, but it's very similar to the first one in that there's like three things. It's like boom, boom, boom. But essentially it's a theory on existence, personal creation or manifestation, I think manifestation, and global leadership. And to be in these grids and to feel and to really embody what it is like to be a channel for these messages that are on global leadership, that are on listening to the field of the business, that are on continuing to step forward into the next iteration of our souls. It's like as the messages come through, as I embody them, as I articulate them, and as I become more and more an ambassador of them, I also need to continue to update that in my own life and to continue to live by that in my own life. And I think that's where so many of these things come together and where it all comes to this point where it's like, okay, I'm an author. Let's do this thing for real. And I'm a channel and we're going to put out videos. Like, let's do this thing for real. And really creating a structure that can support significantly more energy than this can. And that this podcast can, and that this, that the current structure through Patreon and through everything can. So I'm really sitting with the field of what's here. And I think one of the big perks of being able to be really open about my life is that I can also kind of teach through what I'm doing and give my own internal rationalizations for why it is that I'm doing what I'm doing based on lots of the things that come through my channel. And my reasoning for kind of sitting with all of this really open and having a lot of question marks right now and feeling lots of things come to completion, I'm questioning what's going to happen with Patreon. I'm questioning what's going to happen with Facebook groups and with, you know, all these various things and with this podcast itself. And I'm starting to get answers by essentially just sitting, checking in, calling in Burial, yes, but even just using my intuition, more and more I'm recognizing that almost across the board, I've been hesitant to say this before because I hadn't talked to that many people about it, but consistently, when I talk to people about their business and what they're feeling about it and what numbers they should charge or what products or what ways they should package things, they know. Like it's there. And the initial understandings and the initial ideas are there and they land. And then there's a significant amount of hesitation. It pulls back and then all the thoughts come. But underneath all of the thoughts and all the things of what we should be doing, of what needs to happen, and of what a business needs to look like in order to make money so that will survive, so that will be taken care of, and what it needs to have in order to blow up, or what it needs to have to be the secret sauce, to be the best thing in business. When all of that gets out of the way, there's a very fundamental truth underneath. It's like, oh, like I'm doing this, and this is what it looks like, and this is what it costs, and this is what things are, and here's what the numbers are. And that level of clarity, it takes time to be with sometimes and to really unravel, and it takes time to land sometimes. Sometimes there's just an inkling of what it is. But the more that I follow the thread of the intuition and I follow the thread of what's really genuinely there, the more I recognize that there is this just beautiful opportunity to literally just follow the energy for the rest of my life. To not have to go into all these new strategies and reinvent myself and do all these things, but to literally continue to check in and follow the energy for the rest of my life. That's it. Like when I reflect on the skill set that I'm honing now and that I see so many people honing now and that the people in our mastermind, the leaders of the second paradigm, are honing now, it is the skill set of how to be with one's life in a way that leaves room for truth on the deepest, deepest soul levels and leaves room for that knowing and prioritizes that truth over all of the strategies and requirements of our collective. Like, yes, in order to publish a book, there are certain steps that happen in order to get it out. But does it need to be a certain way in order to be successful? No. Does it need to be a certain price point in order for it to be successful? No. And there are so many things that are very, very easy to believe and to latch on to that in reality aren't true. They're just kind of common assumptions across the board. And when all of the common assumptions of our collective begin to fall off, what we're left with is this beautiful life that is more a reflection of us than any other life possibly could. And that's a really, really cool space to be in. And it's something that I'm watching happen now. This is all very, very meta because I'm talking about my life while I'm also kind of pulling through a little bit and really looking at this from a bit more of a meta perspective. But when I look at my life, I feel more of this reflection of who I truly am. I feel more of my soul being reflected in my environment than I've ever felt before. And I am beginning to feel, as this is landing more and more and more, I'm beginning to feel more and more distinctly that the timelines that are ahead, essentially what's possible, is getting closer and closer to what I've literally always desired and wanted in my heart. Like, I've always wanted to have an impact in a substantial way, and I've always wanted to be able to help people through the articulations of whatever it is that I was interested in. And throughout the past year and a half, it's been this channeling phenomenon, all the messages that are coming through, to feel this life of what it's like for me to be an author, like, period. Not an author that has all of these other things that are like helping me live, and definitely not where things were like a year ago, right? Where I was like author channel marketer on the side, making my income there. But really, really landing in this reality of me being an author and me being a very successful author, success being measured by finances, success being measured by the number of people that my books are getting to, success being measured by even just how I feel about it and who I am and how relaxed my system is while I'm embodying this version of me and how my health is doing while I'm embodying this version of me, right? There's so many metrics of success that I could base this off of, but when I reflect on who I am and what I'm getting to do and where all the business structures are going as they're getting more and more refined and more dialed, it's like everything I've always tried to build and everything I've always tried to just map my way to, I'm finding just showing up. Like, it's just the thing that's here now. And I'm beginning to see firsthand the proof that my very, very logical brain is always needed of, what do you mean things are just going to fall into place if you follow the energy? What do you mean that things will just fall into place if I follow my intuition? Like, what does that mean? Because for a long time, before my channel opened, before my awakening, we could call it, it was very hard for me to wrap my head around how following my intuition, which I didn't even know, what that meant, but how following my intuition, something that feels so fleeting, something that feels so unpredictable, and something that feels so unexplainable, how this phenomena of this deep knowing can possibly lead me in a direction that on paper gets better and better, and that in my own experience gets better and better. And I think there's ways to simplify it. Like, if you want to be happy, do things that make you happy. But I'm beginning to recognize it goes beyond even just emotion. It's not that I'm happy and joyous all the time as I'm leaning into this, and it's not that I ever expect myself to be happy and joyous all the time, or to be completely healed, or to be completely calm and present all the time, and to never be sad or never feel scarce or never be afraid of anything. I think that's a complete fabrication of spiritual marketing. But the life that is becoming more and more possible by me just leaning into intuitive hit after intuitive hit and really feeling past all the emotion into just deep, deep soul truth, what's actually here to do, which containers of my business, which products, which services, which, right, this podcast, which other containers, whether they're free or paid, are in alignment with who I'm becoming and what's not. What energetics are landing that I need to drink more water or eat a heartier meal to be able to integrate are here. What invocations, what beings, what energies are here? All of the factors, right? All of the things that are a part of this growth process showing up in the present moment. Showing up in my intuition, being called to it, and not having to make exhaustive lists to get everything done, not having to plan and strategize the next year and a half to get things done, but going with the ebbs and flows and getting closer and closer to this life that is one of the purest reflections of who I truly feel like inside ever. Watch it happen with the other individuals in my mastermind, in Miriam's mastermind. I watch it happen in my life and in Miriam's life. The iteration of Miriam that's beginning to land right now is, she was almost in tears earlier today saying that this vision of what is here and essentially her next steps for her life and the thing that she's most actively stepping into build is a reflection of who she truly, truly is on the inside. And I feel this so fully and deeply, and I'm learning more and more how to articulate this fundamental truth about reality that when we simply trust ourselves and trust our intuition, not only do things work out, like we get fed and like we don't go homeless, like it's not that kind of surrender where like you let go and everything still kind of holds together, because that's what my brain wanted it to be. It's so much more of the more I follow the knowing, the more I follow the intuition, the more I trust, the more I surrender, the more I lean into who I ultimately know I'm becoming and not make decisions based on scarcity, not make decisions based on fear, allowing myself to feel them whenever they need to arise, allowing my body to have whatever reaction it wants, but not making decisions based on scarcity, not choosing to extend this podcast for another year just so it can grow more, so that I can get more followers, but really following the energy and making decisions based on what I ultimately know is true and here. The more that that happens, the more life coalesces into the most beautiful possible reality we could ever have fathomed. That is mind-blowing to me. And to my brain, to my very, very logical, skeptical brain, which all of you know I have, it is one of the most confronting things possible to reflect and look at the totality of my life and to recognize that piece by piece continues to fall into place. The sequence of events is more precise and beautiful than anything I've ever planned. And things get done when they need to get done. And things that don't get done actually never needed to be done. The level of precision that comes from, I guess there's more to this, right, than just following the intuition, right? There's the morning and evening meditations. There's anchoring the oversoul. There's gaining more access. There's the whole process of awakening and of really opening into who we truly are and allowing that to land. And there's all the context, right? That's what the book is. That's what the essential manual for planet Earth is. It's the transition into the second paradigm, which is all these things I'm speaking of. But in the second paradigm, where we're very aware that we're all a part of everything, that we are all a part of God, that God is a sum of all of us, and we are very aware that we have access to all consciousness through this soul architecture, through invocation, through practice, through our morning and evening meditations, when all of this lands and the transition's there, the actual life in this second paradigm, the actual life in this experience is literally following breadcrumbs. It is following the deep knowing relentlessly, continuing to choose over and over again who we truly are, making decisions based on that, and watching life get better and better and better and better forever. That, for me, is mind-blowing. And I wish that as a kid, someone sat me down and was like, hey, little David, here's how reality works. Here's how life works. And the fact that I get to be that for myself through this channeling phenomena, and I get to answer all the questions I've had all my life, and that I get to then give that knowledge and relief to everyone around me and to the larger world, that is the most inspiring and beautiful thing I could possibly be doing with my life. And that's where all the gratitude, that's where all the awe comes in. That's where the feelings of purpose come in. And I wish I could say I planned it like this. But me as the human being with my brain, I couldn't plan anything close to this. My only strategy these days is check in and follow the energy. Follow my deepest, deepest truth. And when a new iteration shows up and when something shows up to shift or to make a decision towards greater light, towards greater abundance, towards something that's even truer and even closer to what I've always felt I am, when I have the ability to make a decision to get even closer, I do it. Rinse, lather, repeat. That is it. And I think that's where this podcast, that's where lots of the messages are beginning to come to a level of completion, because so much of what has been here has been publishing this Ascension Manual for Planet Earth, which is about this transition from the first paradigm, which is all about extracting from a hole that we feel is other. It is how to take care of ourselves in this big bad world that's all separate from us, and how to fend for ourselves in this new environment that we have no idea how we got here, right? That's the first paradigm. That's the paradigm of belief for existence itself that a majority of the world is in today. This Ascension Manual for Planet Earth is the transition from that first paradigm into the second paradigm, which knows all the things that we've been talking about, which has access to all the things we've been talking about, all this knowledge and this deep knowing that propels us forward at a speed and with an efficiency that is unparalleled by anything that could ever be fabricated by the human mind. But now that this work is beginning to not come to completion, because it's really just the beginning of it getting out to the world and all of the things that come with that, but now that this work is here, like it's out of the ethers, it's out of the field, I've channeled it, and that it's really landing all the way here, it's getting very, very close to time to launch. Now that it's here, and all of the supplementary materials and all of the conversations that I've had on this podcast previously are here, there's this opportunity to be able to get these messages out as far as possible and not extending them out too far into other topics or other things that, you know, aren't related, to really triple down very publicly and widely on these messages and this book, while also bringing through the next messages and the next book on creation and global leadership and the beginnings of existence, and continuing to essentially pump out more. So I'm feeling everything, right, coalesce in my life, and I think it's a similar feeling to what I'm feeling, all the dots starting to connect, everything coming back and landing, even in this episode. But it's in this moment, in this kind of pause, in this peace before I wrap up, before I jump into something new, before I go to bed, or before I edit this podcast and put the intro and outro music over it, there's this just overwhelming gratitude that I feel for having so many people here on this journey with me now, having you listening here now, and to have known that this chapter existed exactly how it did, and that I was able to get out so many of these teachings and these understandings just freely and widely, and to watch how all of this came together, as much as this has been for me about looking forward, following the energy, continuing to choose more and more myself, essentially bringing my future self here into the present day by day, pulling that future self day by day closer and closer and closer, and in that pulling me closer, when I look back at this chapter, I'm equally in awe at how well things came together even before lots of these understandings landed, at how much these words that I've been speaking the past however long I've been talking have landed throughout the course of this journey, and looking back at the very beginning and seeing so many things that I was saying that I had almost no understanding of, that I was articulating, to now being here in this space, understanding all of the things that I was bringing through before on a deep experiential level, And knowing that this education period for me and this incubation period for me and this time for me to slowly but surely become capable of articulating the field of the energy, of bringing through these articulations with a level of precision that is up to the standards of what I would need for me to ever put my name on something. Now that all of this has come together, I reflect back on how my education, my incubation, and the education and incubation of so many other individuals happened all simultaneously, and that got to happen because it was free. That got to happen because I followed the energy and because I didn't force it into a business structure. It got to happen so perfectly. And it's not just like I see the good in what has happened. It's like I look at any other way it could have possibly happened, and it couldn't have happened better. All the forces that propelled me here faster than any other forces could have propelled me here. My own internal scarcity, my fear, my insecurity, me being confronted, all of these propelled me forward in a way that I've never been propelled forward before. And I watch life press me using all of my triggers, using all of my wounds, using all of my traumas and all of my desires and hopes and dreams, press me into who I really and truly am and came here to be day by day at a speed that I can't even articulate the perfection of. And I zoom out and I look at life itself and I see how that's happening in everyone's lives around me, whether or not they know it. And that's where I just, my brain explodes and I burst out laughing and I drop to my knees and I say, hallelujah, life is good. I guess what I'm trying to say in all of this is thank you for having been here on this journey with me. And thank you for witnessing just the perfection of all of this. And thank you for continuing to be with me and witness me while I follow the energy and while I transition and while I go through this. And I'll let you know when the book comes out. I'll let you know when what's going to happen with Patreon. I'll let you know what's going to happen with everything. Everyone will continue to be updated. But in the meantime, I wanted to hop on and do this podcast about this transition period and about this chapter coming to a close and about this new opening that I'm kind of emerging into of me really doing this. So that's it for today. Thank you for exploring with me. Thank you for witnessing this again. And as always, thank you for tuning in. And I will still see you next week. We're not finishing up yet. I'll give you all the details about the book and all the things very shortly. And as a sneak preview of what's to come, we have a hardcover version of the book coming soon. I actually already said that, but I'm really excited. I haven't announced it anywhere. This is the first place. I'm pretty positive this is the first time I've mentioned it. I have a hardcover version of the book coming very, very soon. And I'm so excited to be able to launch it. I'm so excited to be able to talk about it and to feel it and to hold it in my hands and to be able to pump it out into the world. So I'll keep you all updated. I'll see you next week. Thanks for tuning in. Thanks for presencing all of this with me, the perfection of reality and this chapter coming to a close and opening up into something entirely new. I hope hearing my experience was something that brought a level of understanding or some aha moments or some relating, or I hope I was able to put some words and articulations to your own experience. And again, thanks for being here, and I will see you next week. Bye for now.